In local news, the Raglan community is gearing up for the big Matariki weekend with multiple events on the local schedule, including the Matariki Ki Whangaroa community event to be held on Bow Street between the Library and Wainui Road intersection on Sunday evening. There will be live music, storytelling, fire-spinning food stalls, and also Good George is opening its gates and turning on the heaters for senior members of the community who want to come down. The event runs from 4 to 7pm, and while the town hall is available if it rains, the forecast is looking hopeful at the moment. Elsewhere, Waikato Regional Council has increased its rates by 7.7% for the next financial year. Although much smaller than the district council rates, it still equates to a $50 a year increase. Council Chair Barry Quayle said they were mindful of financial pressures, but they were also conscious that public transport is a fundamental part of connecting and ensuring resilient communities, while flood protection and river control works enable communities to be safe and enduring. He said that referring to two of the biggest spends in the budget. And locals Annika O'Neill and Kate Sandwell are raising money for mental health by running in the Mount Maunganui Half Marathon in August. Their Give a Little campaign is open now with funds going to the I Am Hope organisation. Just search for Mount Maunganui Half Marathon for mental health at givealittle.co.nz if you want to help out. And in local sport, Wayne and Christine Trott have been selected once again for the New Zealand Para Rowing Team. They'll be competing at the International VAR Federation World Sprint Championships in August. After bringing home medals at previous events, hopes are high for another haul this year. You can read more details in tomorrow's Chronicle. The men's rugby team were beaten by Kirione last weekend by 22-12. The result leaves them mid-table in the Division 2 competition. Meanwhile, the Raglan Roosters football team had another big victory on Sunday, beating POTFC seniors by 13-1, with the evergreen Javier scoring a brace of goals while Felipe got three and the rest were shared around the team. The result means the Roosters progressed through to the semi-final of the Scottish Cup knockout competition to be played in a month's time. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 22nd of June, 2022.